Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
There's nothing worse than someone who's worked so hard in a party and then is in the kitchen when people come. You know, once the party comes, just let go and enjoy it.
I've known Darcy Miller since the early 90s, 1992 to be exact, when she started working at Martha Stewart Living. Darcy was right out of college, answering the telephones. Both she and the brand Martha Stewart grew up together. Darcy was essential to the creation of Martha Stewart Weddings magazine, where she set the tone for what would become one of the most beautiful weddings magazines ever. Speaking of weddings, I even introduced Darcy to her husband. And then we covered their wedding in the magazine and on our television program. Today, Darcy is at the helm of her own business, Darcy Miller Designs, which is all about celebrations. And joining me here at New York City's Newsstand Studios, right at Rockefeller Center, we are going to talk about working together, being an entrepreneur, and of course, how to add a little celebration into everyday life. Darcy Miller, welcome to my podcast.
Thank you, Martha.
And it's so nice to have you here. I visited with Darcy last Friday. We see each other on and off all the time because we like each other. Tell me about your new business, because you left the editorial world and then decided to use your talents, which are amazing, to create a business called
Darcy Miller Designs.
Design.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel lucky to be doing something that I really love. And so I launched Darcy Miller Designs, which we have a website and we do product and we give lots of ideas to help people celebrate every day. We have downloads on our website. But then, you know, after a couple of years, I really missed being involved in people's events like I did at Martha Stewart Weddings. So I started a concierge business called Celebration Expert, where somewhere between your fairy godmother, your creative director, and I help people with their events. I'm not their planner. I'm kind of their advisor.
And you put everything together.
Right.
Because
I hear from you and people say to me, well, I don't want the whole package. Can you just tell me who to use as a florist? Or I'm like, no, because I really need to talk to you and hear you. And, you know, so much about the weddings is, again, about the experience and having the right fit for what's right for you.
And so you are like the matchmaker between the party giver and the people who actually make the party happen.
Yes. I mean, that's one part of it. And then we're also kind of help you with ideas. And I like think of kind of your party shrink. I had one of my clients, the mother was having a little bit of a difficult time with the daughter and, you know, and part of it's just helping them through it. And then also giving them creative ideas and, you know, who makes the best chocolate covered Oreos, who makes the best petit fours. And so for me, that's fun helping make people's special day even more special and enjoyable.
Darcy gets down to the nitty gritty, and that's her talent. And for anybody giving a party, if you don't get down to the nitty gritty, your party's going to be kind of wishy-washy. Your parties are to the point and fabulous.
Well, thank you.
Really are. And Darcy has a fantastic presentation to encourage people to use your services.
And we do have our book Celebrate Everything.
Oh, yes.
Which is, the book is filled with lots of details, and then Celebration Expert is the higher end custom program.
Yeah, that's and this is an amazing brochure that go over with Darcy personally and understand what your party can be. Is there any other celebration expert like this? I don't know of one.
I mean, there's so many.
There are party
experts,
planners.
There's great planners. And for me, I felt like that this business is a combination of everything I've done. It's not exactly what anyone else does. I'm not your planner. I'm not your event, you know, designer. I'm your celebration expert.
But Darcy's worked with the best party designers.
You know, I've worked a lot with David Stark.
Right. I love him.
Lewis Miller. But one of the things I love about the industry is meeting so many different designers. And there's always new people, and getting to support the new people. And on our Instagram, we do meet the blank, and we will introduce people to a cookie person or a florist. And so that's a really fun part.
Can you mention any of the big name clients that you've worked with?
Oh, yes. Bloomingdale's.
Okay. Yeah,
yes.
I mean, that's a big one.
Yes. We did a Bloomingdale's shot. We did a Valentine. I love Valentine's Day, because along with this, you know, service business, we give you content every day on our website and our Instagram. So we've done, I'm a big Valentine's person. You know, you're Halloween and Christmas on Valentine's Day. And so we did a love shop, and it had everything from an Estee Lauder bag to all these great Levi's embroidery. And we have we're about to do something else with Bloomingdale's, which is coming up in the fall. I'm allowed to say. And then we have a Chasing Paper collection with wall decals. So all those decals that you saw in my office, the frames and all the post-its, those are all sold through Chasing Paper. And then, you know, we did a Minions collection for Paper Source, which was really fun. And so kind of they're all different. And, you know, we help Serena Williams with her baby shower and a couple other, you know, kind of VIP. But most importantly, I threw Martha Stewart's 70th birthday party.
That's true. So what do you think it takes to create a brand that really sticks?
It has to be authentic, and you have to have a passion. You know, it's something that has been in my DNA.
Yes.
I've always done it. You know, I had a party favor business at Penn when I was in high school. You have to have a passion. Also, you have to work hard, and nothing is too small. And I think all the people at Martha, we all felt that way. Nothing was too small to do, and we would do anything, you know, to get what we needed to get. And you don't even think of it as work. If you find something that you love to do, I feel lucky, because I feel like it's not work. It's fun. And sometimes we joke around about, we're like, well, how big should the confetti circle be on this? And we're like, okay, we cannot be having this conversation. Listen to us. And I have friends, Susan Domchek and Bob Vonderheide, who are oncologists at Penn. And whenever I have dinner with them, I'm like, what's going on? And they'll say, like, where they are with the vaccine. And they'll be like, how's work with you? And I'm like, oh, we're, you know, gearing up for July 4th ideas. And, you know, they remind me that helping people bring joy to life and celebrate memories
helps with their business too.
And helps with your
it?
Mental health.
Yes.
And, you know, especially today with mental health, nothing is important as making people feel good and creating memories.
What's your ultimate vision for your business?
The name of my book says Celebrate Everything. And, you know, this new business, Celebration Expert, is a more custom business. So that's kind of hard to scale. It all goes through me. You know, our website and our downloads is available to everyone. And that's nice that we have these two things that you can always print out for Mother's Day. And I love seeing, you know, on Mother's Day, people on Instagram printing out like easy, you know, last minute ideas to print out. It's a nice balance to the bigger events.
You helped with Jude's first birthday. Do you remember? at Perry Street.
Oh, that was with the animals?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, we did a stuffed animal party at Perry Street by Jean Georges. And that was the most charming little birth, but it was for all adults. And we photographed that and then all the birthday parties after that. I think we did 7 extravaganzas.
Oh, there was that one at Sterrett with the planets.
Oh, that was so great. Yeah, it was the solar system party.
Oh,
Alexis made the cakes, you remember?
Uh-huh.
We were talking about how difficult those cakes had been to make the whole solar system out of cake.
Oh, that was incredible.
And that was fun, but... But you had such an influence on all of those of those parties because you sort of taught us how to do it.
I mean, come on, you're Martha Stewart.
No,
you
no,
didn't need
no.
to be taught anything.
No, I certainly we certainly did. Yes, we did. But you have made celebrations important and beautiful and fun and all encompassing. And that is your talent, Darcy. You have an amazing talent.
Well, thank you, Martha. And I'm of course incredibly grateful and lucky for my many, many, many years from you. As I said, I was going to go to maybe business school or art school. And I said, instead, I started at Martha Stewart and never made it to business school or art school because working at Martha Stewart Living was that and more. And not only everything we learned, but the people and the family that you created.
You,
I feel lucky.
You hardly need business school. You are an amazing entrepreneur. And you teach all of us so many things, Darcy. How many years were you actually at Martha Stewart Living?
A lot. I started in 92 and until recently was, the editor-at-large. So many years.
Oh, many, many years. And it was such an exciting career. I remember clearly the day that your parents walked down Lily Pond Lane. I had a house out in East Hampton and the Millers had a house not far from my house. And they came and screamed through the gate, "When are you going to hire our daughter, Darcy? When are you going to?"
I did kind of stalk you guys to hire me.
She was stalking and stalking.
I was definitely
pressuring
stalking.
Me to hire Darcy Miller.
You're lucky there was no email that I couldn't have been, texting you and emailing you at the time.
And then I said to our HR department, I said, "Let's hire this Darcy because she is so great. And I know her parents and I know she'll do a good job." You were right out of University of Pennsylvania.
Yes. Well, when I first graduated, I had a party favor business when I was in high school and in college. And my parents said, and I really wanted to go to art school. My parents said, "You have to get a real job for a few years." And so I actually had 2 interviews. I interviewed with Anna Wintour to be her assistant. And I had this interview to be Gail's assistant.
Gail Towie, our creative director's assistant. We have the issue, the first issue of Weddings. Where is that first issue with the
bouquet?
The heart-shaped bouquet on the cover. This beautiful bouquet that has about 100 roses of pale shades of pink and apricot and pale yellow on the cover. And I was making the bouquet myself. And remember, you were there at the studio. And I kept making the bundles of roses that then were tied all together. And it turned out it was a heart shape. And everybody rolled their eyes. And I said, "Oh, I like this." And Darcy, she was not exactly enamored of the heart-shaped bouquet, nor was the photographer, nor was the other stylist. And but I persevered. And that became one of the iconic bouquets.
Yes, everyone went to their florist with that.
They went with that picture.
As they did with the magazine with many pictures.
Oh, everything. And all your ideas were reflected in wedding after wedding after wedding all across the world, actually, Darcy.
Well, I don't know if you remember this. I was 25 and single, and we had done I had been working at Living, and we did one, test issue, and then Martha's said, "We're going to change your title from style editor to wedding editor." And I was like, "I am 25 and single. I do not want to be the wedding editor." And you had said to me, "Well, give it a try. It's all the stuff you love, fashion and, flowers and jewelry and travel." And that is the great thing about the wedding business. It encompasses everything.
It does.
And it's also, I like people. So it combined
and relationship. Darcy likes relationships. She likes putting people together, and you were probably the best weddings editor ever. And we went on to feature Darcy's own wedding in 2001. Oh gosh, it was already 2000 when you got married.
It took me you know, I was too busy. You told me I wasn't allowed to get married because then I won't want to do the magazine. And then at some point you said, I was getting old and I better get married.
Yes.
So, oh my, and, thanks, Mom.
And she married one of my attorneys, Andy Nussbaum, who is this brilliant, really amusing, very, very, very smart young man. And happily ever after, three daughters.
Yeah.
Well, one is just at Harvard. Yeah. I'm so proud. I'm proud of you and Andy, but I'm also very proud of the girls.
Well, thank you.
For growing up to be such lovely young women.
Right. Well, I will say it was just Mother's Day, and my girls, you know, wrote me separate notes, and both, you know, said, you're an inspiration, and we look up to your hard work. And, you know, when you're working as a mother, you're always having that juggle of, oh, I'm going to miss the school play because I'm going to be on a shoot. I'm at a wedding Saturday night. So, it is always a juggle. So I'm glad I made it through without, you know,
it's a juggling act, and they're not mad at you at all. I think it's just incredible that you've created an amazing home, amazing celebratory events constantly in your life, and you and your husband are just still the charming couple you've always been.
Well, and thanks to you who, you know, not only fixed me up, but also convinced me to go out with him.
I remember telling Darcy that my daughter found Andy very attractive. And when I said that, I think your attitude changed a little bit. Right.
And I remember you saying to me, even if you don't like him, just marry him. I'll be such a good father. And that is true. But although now I like him, but I love him, but he is a very good father. Well, the thing about Martha is having worked for her for, you know, 100 years, you tend to always think you're right, and usually you are right. And so, you know, when you told me to that he was my husband, I'm like, oh, Martha, you don't know what you're talking about. But for a change, you were right.
There you are. I was a good fixer-upper.
I know. I owe you a fix-up.
Yeah.
So everyone listening.
Yeah, it's about 20 years late.
No, you know, whatever.
Love is love.
If anyone has a guy, come to me first, because I will not only fix her up, but then I'll do the wedding.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Darcy evolved the weddings business at Martha Stewart Living into a really beautiful, well-read, very beloved magazine, Martha Stewart Weddings.
Well, me and a lot of other people.
We did lots. Well, yes, we did.
We had
but
so many talented
But we
people.
Did beautiful books. We did beautiful calendars, beautiful
TV,
beautiful guides for the bride and groom. We did a lot. And we actually, I think altogether, we changed the face of American weddings.
To think so. I mean, when we started the magazine in 95, weddings were a little more cookie cutter. And, you know, we tried to add to the personalization and the color for everything, the palette and the details. And I think we were one of the only people who actually went to weddings and worked with couples to help them with the details.
Yeah. And I remember pretty much every single weddings issue.
Yeah.
Because not only were they very beautiful and visual, but also very, very heartfelt in the way they covered real weddings.
Yep. And we weren't scared to kind of do different things. I remember one of the first issues, Gail had a friend, Ginny Edwards, who was wearing a green dress, which back then, not a lot of people wore a green dress for their wedding.
No.
And so I went around to find, you know, we made her a green cake that Wendy Cromer did. And then it was when Kate Spade was just starting her business. And I said to Katie, you know, I need a green purse for this wedding. And it was a chartreuse purse that Hannah made, this gardenia bouquet. And, you know, at the time, there weren't a lot of chartreuse weddings.
Not at all. But your wedding, we focused on that wedding in our magazine because it was held at the iconic Four Seasons restaurant, which was one of the most, it was one of the most beautiful weddings ever. I'm looking at the pictures of the dessert buffet, fabulous wedding cake. And was that made at the Four Seasons?
Wendy Cromer made it.
Oh, Wendy made it. Oh, my gosh.
When we were first going out, we went to Paris, and I love La Durée, and so I bought all these boxes, and he thought I was crazy. And so the wedding cake looked like stacked boxes, and that's really how we approach weddings, with these really level of detail and personalization. So it was filled with, you know, and people always say to me, oh my gosh, your wedding, you know, after having run Martha Stewart weddings for so long. But when I think about our wedding, it just felt really personal and like us, you know, and that's why it was special.
No, the cake looks like a stack of pink La Durée boxes.
Right.
With chocolate embellishment. The croque en bouche, the mounds of delicious desserts. It was spectacular. And this is, what month was this?
We got married in May 2001. And then that was the fall issue. Mm,
such a beautiful thing. So
you gave a very funny toast.
I did.
You and Sharon gave a very somehow, you know, you knew that Andy knew all the prepositions in alphabetical order. So your toast was about us
prepositions. I love doing that. That was so much fun. And, oh, wow, did we have to get dressed up for this wedding?
No, I remember taking you to Vera Wang. I mean, I took my niece.
Your dress was made by Vera Wang.
And then I took Martha. I took my mom. I took Martha for her dress. And, you know, all that for
Sharon
me
got her
part
dress.
Of it.
Did she get her dress there, too?
It's all part of, I don't remember.
No, I
but
think
I
she
just
got hers at Saks.
Remember that. You know, I always say the wedding's not about that day. It's about the whole process. And you threw that beautiful engagement dinner. And it was such a, you know, special time.
At Jean-Georges. That was so beautiful.
Yeah. Alain Ducasse and dinner.
Oh,
was
yes. It was Alain Ducasse and then the rehearsal dinner. It was amazing. And it was the wedding that I never got to have for my own daughter because Alexis decided after we reserved the Four Seasons, I think it was prior. Was that prior to your wedding?
Yes.
Yeah, prior to Darcy's wedding, we were going to have that wedding at the Four Seasons with Alexis and John Cuddy. And then she decided she didn't want such a big spectacle.
I think you went to Jean-Georges for lunch.
We did. We had
those beautiful banners on the cakes, those beautiful cakes.
We had beautiful, beautiful luncheon. But it was tiny. And so I never in our family didn't get to celebrate a wedding like
Chris and Tim's was at your house.
Yes, it was. That was very beautiful.
And Sophie's, remember we went to Las Vegas?
Yep. That was so much fun. And all of these have been documented extensively by Darcy and her team to make beautiful memories of beautiful events. And that's what Darcy really does. You learned all this stuff as editor of the magazine. Do you remember any problems when you were working on these weddings? What was the most difficult wedding you ever attended and photographed?
I don't know if there was a difficult one. I mean, like anything,
or the
you
most
do,
challenging.
There's always issues, and there's always, you know, when I had someone who was, you know, frustrated with the father-in-law, whatever it is, it's just all part of the process, you know, and you just can't lose sight of that, that it's about something good, whether it's a, you know, birthday, anniversary, wedding. But we had a few hiccups along the way.
Any bridezillas?
I mean, you know, I don't call them bridezillas. I just call them, you know, people who are focused on a perfect day and having challenges along the way.
Where did the name Bridezilla come from anyway?
I don't know. It wasn't us.
No.
It was not Martha Stewart Weddings. But, you know, we really had fun, and the team at Martha Stewart Weddings had fun working on the real weddings. And all the weddings are so different. People say to me, like, oh, what's your favorite one? I mean, duh, my
right,
wedding.
Of course.
But after that, they're just all so different. I just remember Carolyn Kelly's wedding in that restaurant. And it wasn't over the top, but it was so special. And the one at the Bunchheft house when Allison and JP got married. I don't know if you remember this or ever knew this, but this was two art directors who were very specific and had very great taste and had given the cake baker Pantone chip, a color chip, to match the exact, you know, color of the cake. And when it was being driven out, it was in the window of the car, and half the car cake changed colors.
Oh my gosh, and I didn't hear that.
And I just remember the driver giving it to me and being like, oh my God, the cake is... So we were like, oh, what do we do?
Why did it change color? Do you remember?
From the sun.
Oh. I don't,
and so we ended up just flipping the cake and changing the other half. And I felt like by that time, and once she was married, it was the cake was coming out at night. I think we maybe first photographed the good side before we switched it.
These are real people's real celebrations. And you can't be invasive. You can't be difficult. You have to really go with what they want and still end up with beautiful photographs. And you were the best at doing that. Nobody could get in your way.
Well, you have to have that gene, I think, to be in the wedding business that you love it and you love the people. And I go to this conference called Engage, which is with the luxury wedding industry. And we all, it's just a lot of people who love doing it. You have to love it to be in it. And, you know, I don't remember at the Levinson's wedding, it poured rain and we last minute got umbrellas. And, you know, it just, you have to do it. And one of the things that I do as part of my business is that you can hire me to be at your event that day with my phone. And I take video and photo, and then I make you a reel after. And for me, I just love helping people and trying to help people be relaxed, because a wedding means nothing if you don't enjoy it.
Right.
You know, and trust me, I am not the most relaxed person. I was giving Pantone chips myself to the pastry chef at the Four Seasons. But at some point, you've got to let go.
The wedding industry was very different when we started this magazine. You just alluded to that fact. What is it like now?
It's totally different.
It is. Well, first of all, destination weddings have become the most popular form of wedding.
Yes. And I think that happened because when we started weddings, they were cookie cutter and dresses were white and, you know, there were wedding flowers. And over the years, they've become more personalized and also more individual. So as people wanted to have a different experience, you know, the idea of going away with friends and family and spending a couple of days as opposed to a couple of hours, we just saw there were not even so many designers. And over the years, I remember go to Monique Lhuillier's first show, Reem Akra's first show. There's all different kinds of weddings. I don't know if you remember, we put cupcakes on the cover of the magazine, Stack Cupcakes one cover, and Sylvia Weinstock said to me, I mean, cupcakes are fine, but not for a wedding. I mean, now you have people have pies for their cake. I mean, you name it, or don't have cake, have a dessert.
Well, that all evolved during your tenure as editor, because I remember what we mentioned, Wendy Cromer. Here's a Midwestern girl who self-taught baker, who created cake after cake after cake for our weddings magazine and for our weddings books.
Right.
Incredibly beautiful cakes, very professional and very tasty cakes. My whole idea of a wedding cake is that you can eat it and
yes,
it doesn't taste like cardboard.
Yeah, and there's so many incredible cake bakers.
Yes.
I mean, Ron Ben Israel has made a lot.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite parts of the magazine was finding new talents and finding new, you know, and the team was always so great.
Sylvia Weinstock, the great grand dame of wedding cakes. She was so much fun. She was a good friend of yours.
Yes, she was amazing. And again, that's another person when you talk about people have a passion. You know, I'm not sure, you know, how old she was, whether she was in her 80s or when she was making cakes till the very end and just loved it. And as you mentioned before, brides are not grooms are not always the easiest to deal with and mothers. But again, you've got to love it to do it.
Yeah, I'm talking about I started catering before I started the magazine. And those catered weddings that I did were not exactly cookie cutter, but they all followed a pattern. And now weddings can be anywhere. They can be large and small. They can be colorful or all white. And they really have taken on a life of their own. What happened during COVID with weddings?
You know,
postponements or?
I mean, a combination. Some people did micro weddings and just had, you know, close family outside, or just did something with literally the bride and groom and their parents and then decide to have a party later. But I have to say, what makes me happy is that people found like what the true meaning of a wedding is. As much as I love a dessert buffet, it's not about the dessert buffet. It's about finding each other. And I think the people who didn't want to wait still did. And then there was a huge boom in weddings, you know, in the last year or so. It's which is so nice for the industry because there's so many talented photographers and bands. And so for me, I love to hear when people, their business is great. And because really the wedding business, of course, there's a lot of big companies who are part of it, but it is a lot of the experts and vendors are smaller, you know, mom and pop businesses, people who make the cakes or, you know, the lighting companies. And there's just so many incredibly talented people.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
To see the evolution of your business, the weddings business, is extraordinary.
The way we approach weddings, I think, also has affected not all types of celebrations. You know, what a anniversary party is, what a 50th birthday, I mean, what a birthday party is, you know, and I think maybe part of it was, you know, Instagram. But even, you know, when I did my daughter's first birthday, and which was in Martha Stewart Kids, and her name is Daisy, so I had a Daisy birthday, And it wasn't about being fancy. It was about being really fun and personal. And
was that at your mom's house?
That was at my mom's. And I have all those cute pictures of you and, you know.
It was a pool party. It was around a pool. Oh, that was Harry. I know that was Pawpaw.
Oh, Pawpaw.
Yeah, Pawpaw came to the birthday party.
Yeah.
And he was so beautiful.
Right. But it's also, for me, it's about all this, like, wedding, you know, birthday. It's really about creating memories. And parties are about getting people together, people you love, and, you know, creating memories of celebrations.
Well, how important is photography to you in a celebration?
Oh, I mean, come on. That's like my number one. You know, when I got married, the first person before I would pick a place, I called, you know, John Dolan. And I'm still that way. We had to move Pippa's bat mitzvah because of COVID. And before we picked a new date, I called Donna Newman. I said, just making sure you can do this date. And for me, as a scrapbooker, and, you know, I obviously love the pictures, but even if you're not, no matter what pictures you take, I mean, I just went through before we did this and was looking the other night, I'm going to make something for my Instagram of so many pictures. When I look at all the pictures of you at the kids' birthday parties, and, you know, it's as much as we all say we're going to remember it, it's so nice, and also nice to show your kids. I will say my kids are always like, No pictures. But yeah. Let me tell you, they're like, Mom, do you have a picture of me and this person? Mm-hmm. Mom, do you have a... And what makes me really happy of one of the things I see in my kids of things that they do, not for me, but for other people, and things that they make for my mother, and, you know, that they are...
Does anybody have your particular style of drawing? Any of the girls?
I don't know so much, but
you and your mother had that style.
Yes, my mother. These are
line drawings of like caricatures of friends and family. Darcy and her mother are perfection in terms of creating. I mean, with three lines, you can make Martha.
I remember when I drew you, I threw a 70th birthday for you, so I drew all the Marthas. And as we know, there's a lot of Marthas. There's the television, the author, the gardener, the cook, I mean, the beekeeper.
And they all were exactly accurate.
And I don't know if you knew this, but my mom is my calligrapher. Her natural handwriting is great. So like in the book and in places when you see the writing, it's my mom's.
Oh, I love it so much. The last party I went to that you designed was your daughter Pippa's bat mitzvah. What a party that was. It was on Park Avenue in that that beautiful former Christian Science church.
Right.
The setting was incredible. All of us seated up.
Well, again, it's always for us about making it personal and making it, you know, like for us, one, we always do these crazy toasts. And my husband and I sang a song. We are not singers in any way, shape, or form.
But you were coached. You were coached.
Yes.
You got the right lyrics.
A lawn artist help us. Again, friends from the industry who...
So if you're thinking of having a party, Darcy is the kind of person that you want involved in making sure that that particular party is exactly what you want. I keep thinking, gosh, when will I have a party like that? And maybe Jude's sweet 16 party. I'll wait 4 more years. Jude is now 12.
No, okay. We really need to focus on this. I need to fix you up so I can throw your engagement party or
your
wedding.
Yes, or my wedding. Yeah, I think the wedding would probably be fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, after that Sports Illustrated I mean, come on. They're going to be knocking down your door.
Well, let's hope they do. Gosh, you know, I need a gardener. I need somebody who likes to garden.
Okay, everyone who's listening, do you know... A cute guy who likes to garden.
Yeah, cute guy who likes to garden, and has the ability. Who's energetic and curious, like I am,
and respects a strong woman. I mean, that's one of the things that for me.
See, she's matchmaking. I think her real business is as a yenta. Well, wedding season is coming up.
Yes, well, it's always wedding season for me. People say to me, you know, you must be busy. It's June. I'm like, people are planning year round, you know, and it's not just weddings.
So how long does it take to actually plan a big spectacular wedding?
I mean, it takes as long as you have, you know, but I would say the longer you have, you can do it in a little bit more of a relaxed way, and you can meet some different vendors and not be crazy, but it's not good to have too long.
You have DIT versus DIY, which I know is do it yourself.
Right.
What is DIT?
Right. Well, DIT stands for do it together. And as much as some of our stuff is do it yourself, for me, all this creating parties, baking cakes, you know, having birthday parties, anniversary parties is about doing things together. And for me, when I think about my birthday parties when I was little with my mom, I remember the parties, but I actually remember even more like doing it with my mom, making the invitation together and making, you know, setting up the table. And so I always say, you know, same with I was saying about the wedding, you have to enjoy the process. And, you know, whether it's one memory that like you bake the cake every year with your kid the night before their birthday, or you and your friends, you know, are having a birthday for an office mate, you know, it's about kind of doing it together and enjoying the process.
So the family has always been the focus of what you do. Are your daughters interested in joining your business, do you think?
We'll see. I will say that I am super proud of all of them. But Ella, during COVID, started a tie-dye business.
Oh.
And she said, oh, I need a project, and decided to donate all the money to pediatric cancer, to the Sunrise Association. And it's called Tie-Dye for a Good Cause. And actually, now I'm thinking about it, she's going to kill me, because she made you a sweatshirt for a long time. And she said, oh, will you bring it to Martha? And I'm realizing that I didn't bring it. So I have to get that for you. But I'm really impressed because she has stuck to it. And she's working there this summer. And when I see that, first of all, the fact that she has stuck to it, that she organized it, she started a website and an Instagram. You have to follow it. It's called Tie-Dye for a Good Cause. And she, one at a time, when she gets an order, she tie-dyes it. Our bathroom has the evidence of it. But you know what? I don't even care. As someone who likes things neat, I'm like so happy to see those stains. So, you know, that entrepreneurial spirit, there's always a little bit of that juggle of being a working mother and feeling the guilt if you're missing stuff. But when I see her doing things like that, it makes me super proud.
How can one spice up a last minute celebration?
Just whoever the celebration is for, just think about what they love. We did a birthday for my friend Nancy Drake, her husband, and ordered, he has a goatee that he's known for, and we ordered goatees for everyone.
Oh.
You know, it's amazing what you can get on Amazon, Etsy, or you can make yourself. And it was really fun that everyone held it up when they were singing happy birthday.
Oh, just one of those little things that you hold in
front
of your face. Oh, that's a very cute thing.
And then I ordered some the goatees for the kids when they were doing their toast. It was just like one of those super personal things. It was really funny.
What should every celebration include, or what should every celebration not miss?
Every celebration should include a toast. Because that's what it's about, being together. Whether you have just your family or 300 of your friends, just make sure to express your love and gratitude.
Toasts are hard to write
sometimes.
Hard to write. Are there any resources for telling us how to write a toast appropriately?
Yes, there are. Actually, those are some of the resources I give our clients. There are people in the business who help people write toasts. I don't even remember Susie Flax, who used to work with us. These people aren't about writing the toast for you. They're helping you get your voice out.
So people are doing kind of odd parties nowadays. They're doing gender reveal parties. They're doing...
Oh, that's not even odd.
Celebration of life parties.
Yes.
It seems like celebrating is such a big thing. Have you done any of these parties?
We celebrate anything and everything. I mean, the name of the book is Celebrate Everything. It should be Celebrate Anything and Everything. Because at the end of the day, whether it's a wedding, a gender reveal, or whatever it is, you know, I give someone, our clients, a crazy questionnaire that asks us everything about you. And then we approach it by making the day like that. There's nothing that you can't celebrate, you know. And again, I feel like the one thing I say to people is, don't worry about what other people do, and don't worry about what you should do or could do. If you don't like cake, you don't need cake. You know, just do what you want to do. But also think about your guests. And actually, that's one thing I tell, you know, couples who are planning a wedding. Even everyone says it's your day, it's your day. But you want your guests to be comfortable and think about them too.
So are there any mistakes that you have to avoid when planning a celebration? What are those big mistakes that you could possibly make?
You definitely want to make sure there's enough food, there's stuff to drink. If you're having a wedding and it's outdoors and it's hot, having drinks in the beginning, you know, sometimes you focus. And also, you know, we're about all the details and the personalization, but just enjoying it. And there's nothing worse than someone who's worked so hard at a party and then is in the kitchen when people come. You know, once the party comes, just let go and enjoy it.
So digital scrapbooks as opposed to physical scrapbooks.
Right.
Would you?
Like them both. You know, a lot of people will to each year do a family scrapbook, a digital scrapbook. I always also say do what's right for you. You can, if you're not don't want to make that physical scrapbook, throw in a box the birthday invitation or a note. And, I'm actually very behind on my scrapbooks. I was really good in the beginning, especially when I had one child.
Right.
But there's so many great digital scrapbook companies. So whatever it takes, just make them. And the nice thing about a digital scrapbook is that you can also make multiples. And when my father passed away, I made a book of letters that he had written them and their wedding invitation, a bunch of stuff about my in-laws. And I made copies for all the grandchildren. So I definitely would not have made myself 8 copies.
Right.
You know, so they can be, you know, great, the digital scrapbooks.
So for more ideas and inspiration, pick up Darcy's book, Celebrate Everything, publisher HarperCollins. You can also bring your parties to life. Follow Darcy at Darcy Miller on Instagram. And check out her website, which is darcymillerdesigns.com. So much fun to talk to you, Darcy.
Thank you, Martha.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all 6 delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.